In my opinion, and I know yours, law is a noble profession. We have fiduciary duties to our clients, and I think also to society. Should legal ethics be about attorney good conduct, not just attorney misconduct? As David Brooks says in his most recent book, just published, we should all be putting less emphasis on our resume virtues, business success and wins, but on what he calls eulogy virtues, those at the fabric of our being, fairness, courage, honesty, relationships. We have many opportunities as lawyers to be ethical and to do good by being ethical, but our current culture seems to inhibit our quest for being our better selves. Don't let it. If the rules of disciplinary procedure permit us to engage in deceit, that doesn't mean we should do it. Well, enough of my musings. Thanks for bearing with me. We are honored to have Jason Boulette, who speaks on this subject on many occasions. Thank you, Jason.
It's kind of a hard lead-in to follow, actually. This presentation, the very first time I was ever asked to do this, I speak for UT quite a bit. I did it on very little notice. They called, said they had a speaker cancel. Can you come do ethics and negotiation? And I literally went through the following thought process. One, I like talking. Two, pretty ethical. Three, I negotiate all the time. I'm a litigator. Sure, I'll do it. And didn't read the paper, didn't even ask what the conference was, just showed up at the Four Seasons and then got a copy of the paper about an hour before the speech and realized there was actual bona fide content. And so I was like, oh, wait a minute. Who are these people, by the way? IP transactional lawyers. Wow, I don't know anything about what they do.